next week, so I have some new material for that.
So you might have a song or two at these shows.
Excuse me?
You might have a new song for Abbey Pub in these shows you're doing coming up.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. Yeah, there'll be a couple of new songs for those shows. And people
are
wondering,
just you, or will you have anybody with you?
It's just me. Me, piano, and guitar.
Good, okay.
Piano.
And people are wondering what I'm eating. I stopped smoking almost 3 months ago. I stopped smoking cigarettes.
What?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you giving up cigars? Are you going to smoke cigars or no?
I still smoke a cigar every once in a while, but I have given up cigarettes, and now I am addicted to Tootsie Roll Pops and Jujubes.
I love Tootsie Rolls. Good job. Congratulations.
So I've been eating Jujubes this whole time that you've been speaking to me, so that's what people are hearing.
Yeah?
I can't stop eating Jujubes.
What was your secret to quitting?
It was time. It was time for me to stop. And I just woke up one day and I said, that's it. I'm not having another cigarette. And that was the last cigarette I had. It was February 27th.
There was I want to say Jason Mraz. I may be off, but there's somebody who wrote a book, How They Quit, and it's real popular, mm-hmm. and people have been using it. I think it's a musician.
No, he didn't write it, but he's been recommending it.
Oh, he's recommending
it. Right. Yeah, I think, Mel, we spoke about that, didn't we, Mel?
Right, right.
Yeah. You told me about it, I think.
The real title of The Easy Way to Quit Smoking.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, listen, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on. And stay tuned. If you're not on my mailing list, please join up the mailing list at CassimSultan.com. And more will be revealed over the coming weeks. And it's a very, very exciting time for me.
So are you saying you're leaving us?
Yeah, I am.
You can't?
Yeah, well, I've been on for almost 40 minutes now.
You know, nobody calls. Someone might want to call and say hey and all that. That's all right.
Is anybody calling?
Well, there's some people listening. I don't know. They hadn't done the hand yet deal, but think they were. Some people want to talk to you. But that's all right. That's cool. You know, you're a busy man. It's all good. I did want to tell you, though, that the hotel, the only thing we could get you in Akron was a pull-out couch.
That's all right. As long as you have the hookers and the alcohol and the coke in the room.
And the cigarettes, yeah. It's all there.
And cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, they also have a policy that they have a relationship with Swisher Sweets, so the only cigars you can smoke on the premises.
God.
They'll have you a case in your room when you get there.
All right.
Right next to your pull-out couch.
Right. And you did get me that train ticket from New York to Akron too, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. The Trailways bus ticket.
It's the Greyhound. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
Man. I got you the one with the extra room. You get extra foot at the bottom. VIP. VIP.
Listen, I took that bus many times. The Trailways.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so we do have somebody who wants to talk to you. You want to take at least one call? So.
What's the area code?
432. 708.
708. Where's 708? That's California.
432-708. No idea.
Okay.
If we don't.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Who is it?
Hey, Captain. Man, we drove 6 hours to go to the Dallas show. Man, I just want to say you put a great, great performance.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Who's this? Who am I talking to?
Matt Walsh.
Hey, Matt.
Saw you back. Yeah. Hey, man. So back in, let's see, 97 in Dallas, and, no, actually 97 in Fort Worth and 91 in Dallas, and we live out here in West Texas, and love everything you've been doing, and keep up your good work.
91?
Yeah, 91 in the Second Wind Tour.
I wasn't there.
Oh, no, you weren't there in the Second Wind. You were there on the, sorry, that's right, you were there on the 97 tour, though.
Yeah, I was in 97.
Yeah, awesome, man. Got to meet you in the hotel. It was a fantastic dude, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm talking to Mel about possibly doing a solo show in Dallas one time. Maybe one day real soon.
That's right.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, so stay tuned, okay?
That sounds good. It sounds real good. We'll be there.
All right, man.
All right, thanks Matt.
Thanks,
Matt. So where were you during Second Wind, Mr. Chasm?
I was, Meatloaf had a number one record at that time. I was touring the world with him. Yeah.
Meatloaf deal. Okay.
Yeah, and then now there's no more meatloaf for me.
No more meatloaf. All right, 708. Say hello. Got a couple
hello.
Minutes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Mike.
Hey,
this is Mike from Chicago. You there?
Yeah.
This is Mike from Chicago. How you guys doing?
Great.
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We'll be at the show Saturday evening, Kaz. Kelly and I will be there with some other friends.
Great. Great.
Looking forward to it.
She's a sweetheart, your wife. She's a total sweetheart.
Yes, she is. I'm on the road on business right now up in lovely St. Cloud, Minnesota, and she's at home holding down the fort.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I look forward to seeing you, and we'll have fun on Saturday night, I guarantee it.
We definitely will. There's a group of us, Janet and Mark, and a number of folks will be there. We're going to have a few beers and a few laughs, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, thanks for your support, and I'm going to be asking a lot of you guys over the coming months, but it's nothing that's going to hurt.
Well, it never does hurt. It's always fun. But you're right. You have a big contingency of fans in Chicago, and
yeah.
it isn't just from Utopia. It's Utopia. It's Chasm. It's Todd. It's just what you guys do, and we're just big fans.
Thank you very much, Mike. And tell Kelly I said hi, and I'll see you on Saturday.
I will do that. And be careful in your travels. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Okay. See you.
Bye-bye.
All right, very good. All right, Chasm, we got a couple more, but if you got to get, you got to get.
Let's do a couple more. People were kind enough to call in. I'm more than happy to stay on.
See if we got a female yet. We've had two men, which is pretty rare for the show. I like it. All right, let's see. Oh, Lord, 214, turn your music down. I guess they wanted to hear their blues show or something. I don't know what that was about. 610.
610. It's me.
Hello.
Hey, guy.
Hey, it's Drew, Chasm. How you doing?
Hey, Drew. What's up, man?
Hey, I have my son here, Evan.
Hey, Evan. Evan. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Chasm.
Hey, man. Listen, dude, you got to tell your dad to grow up.
Okay.
Grow up? You're saying I was cool before.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I just think it's funny that you know, it's like you're like the little kid, you know, and it's like, hey, and then your son's like, you know, come on, Dad, leave the guy alone, you know, come on.
Well, you're actually kind of right, so I've been following you guys for so long now, but I just wanted to make sure that you last time I saw you said you might be coming to Philadelphia for a solo show.
It's possible over the summer, maybe. We'll see. You know, I actually really wanted to concentrate for the most part this summer on working on my record,
right.
Because that's the most important thing for me right now. I'm glad I'm doing these solo shows coming up, but right after I finish. The majority of the work writing-wise that I have to do on the record, I'll probably book more solo shows. So I'll definitely have, you know, Philadelphia in mind. Maybe we'll do the M Room again. I'm not sure.
All right. That sounds great. Hey,
great.
Whatever you can do or, you know, squeeze in, that's the best.
Yeah. And it's always great to talk to you, man. You're a good guy, and your son is real special, and you're one of the good ones. You're a keeper, Drew.
Hey, and thanks for that ticket for that other show. I appreciate that.
You're not supposed to say anything about
then
everybody's going to ask me for one.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go dumpster diving to make a living.
Hey, well, you take care, and best of luck with all those solo shows and
all right.
The upcoming dual albums. That's cool.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Man.
You take
thanks.
Care, man. Bye bye.
So long, Drew. Now I can neither confirm nor deny that I got Drew a ticket.
So something. Well, Drew needs to go to the Keswick show. I'm sure he is. I think that's what he mentioned. The album shows. We'll be right here by Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Cool.
Hey, Chasm, it just reminded me you were so sweet to his son just now, and I've always seen you be super nice to kids. Mm-hmm. Have you always mm-hmm. loved kids?
No.
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 Not over two.
Where does that
come from? I, you know, it's really weird. There was a time when I guess when I was in my 20s and early 30s, when I couldn't be bothered with children, you know, it's, they would just, it was a distraction. And maybe because I was still pretty much a child at that point too. But then as I've gotten older, there's something just so innocent and true. You know, kids don't lie on purpose, you know. Kids happen to have this truth about them that is just so, there's just such an honesty in children that, especially little kids, you know. And then when they get poisoned by the world and adults around them, that's when they turn into monsters.
That's when it's over, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, exactly.
Chasm, kids are, you know, they're not as strong as adults, so when you flick those picks at them, it probably hurts if you hit them in the head.
Well, you know, you never know, because my aim is not that good. But I always take time out for children because if a kid is like, if, you know, 10 years old, 8, 9, 10 years old, 11, 12 years old, and their parents are taking them to a show and their parents are like saying, look, we're going to go see this band or we're going to go see this guy play and you're going to really like him. He's really good. And you take the time out to have some personal interaction with the kid. It's just, That's something that the kid's going to remember for the rest of his life. It's like, did you ever have a teacher, like, from the first grade to the eighth grade? Did you have one teacher that was really memorable, that stuck with you through your whole life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and that teacher made a real impression on you, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Or he or she.
She did.
And I'm not saying I'm not likening myself to a teacher or anything. I'm just likening myself to something that has an impression on you that when you're young, that sticks with you for the rest of your life. You know, it's like, oh, I remember that time I met, Sonny Fox, who used to do a TV show here in New York. He was a kids TV show host, and my parents took me out to meet him, and I shook his hand, and he said, "Oh, your hands are cold." It was in the middle of January, and you know, but he was real nice to me, you know, and it's like that stuck with me for the rest of my life. So.
Right.
So that's why I think it's really important.
It is. It's nice how you go out of your way to meet the kids that are there. And I need to thank you for taking a little time out to meet my nephew when you were here in Dallas.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry that it was so crazy in Dallas. If it wasn't Dallas, I would have had a lot more time to sit and talk to him, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you guys were trying to get out of town right away, so.
And everybody, you know, I mean, you got, like, people, like, trying to, you know, they're pulling you in 10 billion different directions. What you should have done was you should have invited them to the party the night before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, well, didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, next time,
young,
then.
Baby.
Great, now he's probably listening, and he's going to be like, what?
Well.
Sorry, Mel.
Thanks, Taz.
Anyway,
right,
guys.
Do we have more callers, Doug?
Yeah, we got more callers, this is Kathy.
Oh, we sure do. Okay.
All right, I'll take one more, then I got to go walk my dog.
845, you're with us.
Hey, Kasim, it's Kristen.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Okay, how you doing? I just wanted to give you a quick hello and tell you that Spud sends along his wishes.
Aww. Are you coming to the Akron shows, darling?
I don't know if I'm going to. I'm not to Akron. I'm not sure which one I'll be able to get to, but I'm going to go. I'm going to see you in Somerville, Mass soon.
Oh, great. Okay, well, that's just a week and a half away.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Looking forward to it.
Well, Excuse me?
I'm looking forward to it and to hearing your new material soon.
Okay, are you going to bring Spud along with you?
He will be coming with me, yeah.
Okay, because he should have a place of honor on the piano.
Oh, cool!
So make sure
nice for him.
Okay, good. Bring him along, and we'll give him a seat on the piano.
All right, I'll try to make him look good for you.
Yeah, we'll dress him up. At least get him a haircut.
Yeah. Okay. I'll work
okay.
on it.
Okay, darling.
Okay. Thanks. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
See you, Bionic Chris.
Bye, Doug.
Right, bye, cool.
Mel.
See you. All right. Kasim's got to walk the dog.
What kind of dog is that?
Yeah, I got to go walk. it's a I have a Shorkie.
A Shorkie.
A Shih Tzu and a Yorkie.
Yeah,
it's a Shih Tzu and a Yorkie.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And I came in the house yesterday and he had a lot of fun with a big box of tissues, and there were tissues all over my house, and I nearly killed him, but I won't do it. But and in any case, I got to make sure that he goes and does his business before it gets too late.
Gotcha. All right. So 503 and 304, you'll have to call next time. No problem. We'll get you on.
All right.
There you go.
And listen, guys, again, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming on. We love it.
And stay tuned for some more important announcements.
Will do. Keep us in the loop. Right.
Okay, guys. I'll talk to you real soon, all right? Thanks a real lot, man.
See you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye, Mel. Bye, Doug.
See ya. Chasm Salt.